This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Behind the Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
Hump Day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully everybody's Wednesday is off to a great start. Hopefully everybody's power's on and everything's working. I know last night got a little dicey over at our house. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. We didn't lose any power or anything, but some branches or whatever down. But I did see a lot of people saw some over in DeKalb County, like a big tree fell on some wires and everything like that. So hopefully everybody's.
From what I understand, the radio station was not working.
Oh, really?
This morning.
It got
yeah.
us?
Yeah, people were like in their cars, like, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the app and everything was going okay, but yeah, they fixed it.
Oh, what time was that?
Earlier. I don't know. When I took them to school, it was like 7:45.
Okay.
And I had a text from a buddy. They were like, hey, would you guys shut the radio station down?
Right.
And I was like, I don't, not that I know of. No one told me, but they wouldn't tell me.
Right.
They'd wait for us to show up before they did that. And then I turned it on. I was like, no, there it is. Not working.
Oh, damn.
But I think we're back up and running. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God.
Worry
thank
not.
You. Thank you to the people over at Georgia Power, whoever that was out there to have us up and running this morning.
Probably our very stressed out engineer.
One of ours?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I don't know. You know, the guy.
Yeah, because he's probably in there yelling at Mike Conti right now.
They're probably talking about it right now.
Yeah, Mike's door is closed, and he come in there all red. I told you, he reminds me of, you remember Wolf of Wall Street and the dad?
Yeah.
That's him.
Yep.
That is him right there, yelling and mad and pointing. And why won't you give me any damn? They don't want to pay for nothing around here.
That is the prototypical radio engineer.
Yes.
I've worked at a handful of radio stations. The same guy runs all of them. Chain smoking, sweating, high blood pressure, yelling at everybody. Always a polo shirt tucked in.
Is he not that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always that.
Yes.
It's like, all right, we're right. Professional appearance,
yeah,
you like
man.
That? Just screaming about XY connectors or something like that. It's like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, man. But he's one of the nicest people.
But he keeps us on the air.
He keeps us on the air. But you sit and have a conversation with him. He's one of the nicest people, man. He's such a nice man. But he has me cracking up. Randy, what's going on, man? Damn, Hawks went to overtime last night. I didn't get to bed at 3 o'clock. Had to be back up at 4. Like, why'd you just stay here?
Why? Why is there always an emergency in radio engineering? Like, without fail, there's every day there's an emergency. And I understand today because there was a big storm last night and stuff went out. But it was like every day. It's like, oh, man, good. Sorry that happened to you day of
but
the year.
Funny,
well, the Hawks didn't go into overtime last night. Kind of looked like it was headed that way for a while.
It was such a good damn game.
It was a really good game.
Yeah,
it was a really good basketball game between the Hawks and the Bucks. Kind of a similar profile to what a number of their games lately have looked like, where it's entertaining, competitive against a team that, you know, obviously, you know, Milwaukee is better than the Hawks are. The records aren't that different over the course of the season, but they're better than the Hawks are. But competitive with them down the stretch. And then, you know, you go back and look at what happened with the Knicks game right before the All-Star break. That was a really good game. And then Brunson kind of took over and won it.
Right.
Right after that was the Magic game, and Banchero kind of took it over and won it.
Right.
And the Pistons game was a similar thing, and then Cade Cunningham kind of took it over and won it. And then last night, Dame was really good at the end of the game, and it's kind of what it is. And, you know, you were able to get the Grizzlies the other night with no Ja. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the difference of, like, if, you know, if it's a close game late, just having a really hard time stopping the stars of the other teams,
yep.
which, you know, it's true for a lot of teams, but at least they're competitive, entertaining basketball games. Like, that's a low bar, and it sounds defeatist, but that's kind of what it is right yeah. now for me with teams like this. And it was a fun game to watch last night. Unfortunately, it just didn't go better late.
Yeah, I thought, you know, just especially down the stretch. I mean, John, the big block on Giannis, obviously.
What a play.
Great defensive play. Trey keeps his head up, finds LeVert in the corner. I mean, just a big-time three and ties the game up. But then, like you said, they just got better players.
Yep.
And Dame was able to get the matchup he wanted. Oh, no, first of all, the matchup, the ball, the passing from Dame to freaking high post up to Giannis to download a Brook Lopez.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful play.
Just a beautiful play. And then Dame, he got the matchup he wanted. And then, obviously, he converts. But I thought, you know, they win this game if Trey hits three of those floaters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like late in the game, it was just in and out, round the rim and everything like that. So he has a few more of those. They might end up winning that basketball game. But, yeah, I mean, the Bucks have been playing really good since Giannis has been back. I think they won 8-9. And obviously, you know, they're one of the better teams in the East with one of the better players in the league. But, yeah, I thought the Hawks, they held their own last night. And just, you know, if the talent has – if you have a few more guys talent-wise on the team, you might see a different result.
Yeah, that's what it is, pretty much.
I mean,
yeah, no, I don't
– it ain't that hard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it ain't that hard. I
don't have much more to add.
Hey, there's a – and that was a quiet with Shea game.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
That's what they will.
Yeah.
They'll be like that. They'll be like that. Here's what I like about it. He had a bad night and kept shooting. Like, he took six threes.
There you go.
He went 1-for-6 instead of 5-for-6.
That's not like some of his mama or daddy told. Hey, boy, shoot the damn ball.
Fire it up there.
Shoot the damn ball.
Yeah,
son.
No, I mean, look, Caris LeVert had another nice performance. There was some conversation yesterday from Conti. I saw others.
Which one of them are under contract?
Oh, well, Terrence Mann you have for a number
man,
of years.
Mann, okay. I didn't know. LeVert, I know. I couldn't remember which one is a pick.
I like Terrence Mann, but he sometimes doesn't know what he's doing with the ball.
They love him.
He sometimes forgets, like.
They loved him out there in L.A., man.
Yeah, no, he's a really nice.
Yeah, they loved him in L.A.
player. There's certain things you don't want him to be doing, and one of them is, like, having to make decisions with the ball in his hand. There's a couple travels over the last couple of games.
They need a backup point guard.
They don't have one.
Guard
and maybe that's the next question, because we're going to get to this later in the show. Is like, yeah, that's what it is. The Hawks are a well-coached team that have some pretty good players and can be competitive in games like this and then ultimately not win them.
Right.
Would it be different if Jalen Johnson was playing? Probably, but it probably wouldn't be that different over the long course of things against teams like this and the other, like, upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. So what do you do to make it to where that's not true anymore? Like, that's the next step, right? Because you're about to be in the exact same place that you were last year in the 9-10 play-in game against the Chicago Bulls, right? That's what it is. That's what it was last year.
DeMar DeRozan's not there.
No, neither is Zach LaVine.
Yeah, they're nothing.
And so they did something.
They should win.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But so that is
the sort of... They did something, but like when you say did something...
They didn't do something good.
Exactly. When people say... Whenever I hear that phrase, did something, you're thinking like, more or less like they did something good.
No, they didn't.
They probably
work towards a tank, I would assume.
Oh.
I would assume that's what the Bulls are working towards. I don't know. I don't know what the Bulls are doing.
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know what the Bulls are.
Yeah.
I haven't known what the Bulls are for years.
Yeah.
I don't think they care, really. I don't think their owner cares.
He also owns the White Sox, too.
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, Jerry.
I think the checks keep rolling in, and he's cool.
Jerry cool with the checks.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's why Jerry.
He owns a team in a league that signed a $76 billion media rights deal last year.
Yes.
He's fine.
He's cool. Jerry been owning the Bulls and White Sox for ever.
Okay. So let's use that as the frame for this conversation then.
All
because
right.
These two teams were in the exact same spot last year that they are this year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of details that have changed. But for all intents and purposes,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be in the exact same place at the end of this year as they were at the end of last year.
Yep.
And all the stuff we just said about the Bulls is true,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think folks say about the Hawks? when they say stuff about him. Because I think the biggest problem is they don't say anything about him.
I mean, yeah, because there's no reason to talk about it. Mm-hmm. When did the Hawks get the most publicity? When is freaking All-Star game and Trey gets snubbed?
Yep, that's right.
That's usually, ain't it? That's, right. That's usually when they get, yeah. I mean, people are, I mean, that whole,
minor blips of controversy.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's
sprinkled on top of playing appearances.
Yeah, but yeah, for the most part, the Hawks get talked about when Trey gets snubbed for the All-Star game, and that's about it. Right. People go away from, people mention more about what the 76ers didn't do back now than what the Hawks did.
Oh, there's no doubt
you
about
know?
It.
And so
there's two ways to get talked about in the NBA. Yeah. It's to be the Cavs, the Celtics, the Thunder, the Lakers right now, like teams that are playing well, winning, mm-hmm. like legitimate championship kind of contenders, or being the Mavericks, the Suns, the Sixers, and being complete dumpster fires.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying I want the team to be a dumpster fire just to get talked about.
We'd have been through that.
But they never were that. Like they never were like what's going on in Dallas.
Oh,
right
I agree
now.
That.
You know what I mean?
That.
Like
yes.
that. This is an unmitigated like, Titanic sinking level catastrophe. What's happening in Dallas right now? Yeah, the Hawks have been bad on purpose, but like, there's never my. I don't. Again, I'm not wishing that something horrible would happen for intrigue.
Right.
But I do wish that they would do something interesting. That's all I'm asking.
Because some teams win, they still don't get that. You know what I mean? Like, what is it about? Like, say for instance, like we talk about Cleveland and all those different things, but are we talking about them like the other teams you talked about and things like that? Like, the thing with the Hawks is they don't give us. They don't. Obviously, we cover them, but I mean, they.
Yeah,
don't,
it's different.
It's not a national brand. They got a really good player, and they got a lot of unknowns. And I heard Wendy say, he said the most interesting thing, something that we've been talking about as far as they asked him what's some interesting things that can go on this summer. And he talked about some of the certain things that, you know, these max extensions, are guys going to start picking them up, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you're not contending for it. Because I ain't no owner. If I was, I would probably have to think this way. Why am I doling out this money and there's no sign that we're going to win the ultimate prize?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're an owner, and I don't know a wrestler or nothing like that, so I don't know his intentions as far as – I know this is not his number one option as far as his money.
His number one priority?
Yeah. Like
no, he's got
priority.
Other stuff going on.
He's got
on.
Other stuff going on and yeah. things like that. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, do you want to continuously be not contending for championships but got a high-priced player on it? If I'm an owner, I'd have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really would. I would have to think about that. Do I want to give one player all his bread, but we're nowhere clear or near winning the ultimate prize?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. But that one player has people going, right?
Yeah,
people
yeah.
go to the games, buy
yeah,
his jersey.
Exactly.
You know?
So, I mean, so
it's you're not bad.
You're not bad.
Good, but not bad.
But the thing about it is, that's what I'm talking about, that investment. Because one thing about billionaires, there's two reasons why they're billionaires. One, they don't make dumbass decisions. And two is that they don't stab some people in the back. You know what I mean? They have. Yeah. They have no, like, sympathy. Not say sympathy. That bond with a player like that. You know what I mean? It's very rarely do you have a Tom Brady – in Mr. Kraft type relationship mm-hmm. where, you know, very rarely in sports do you have that. And so if you look at it, I mean, obviously, no, he don't want to be in luxury tax because he don't want to have to pay that extra money.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I wouldn't go
either.
In the tax for this group either.
I wouldn't either.
There's also, like, look at what's happening with the Suns right now. That's exhibit A in how just going in the tax doesn't simply fix.
It doesn't.
They're going to have a $150 million luxury bill.
Yep.
And they suck.
They are horrible. They had a nice win last night.
Great.
Nice win last night.
But again, like they get blips of – like they're interesting because Bud and KD are yelling at each
but
other.
But the thing about it is
and they're sinking
you're talking about the 150. That don't include what he got to pay Bud when he fires him.
Right. No. Right. That's why you can't just throw money at your problem
exactly.
to fix it. You have to actually build the thing correctly. And hopefully that's what the Hawks are gaming towards, is trying to build the thing correctly, and then when there's a chance to pay, not throw money at, but pay for an upgrade and take your team to that next level, you do it. It's just really hard to find those opportunities. Like the next level, we had a caller yesterday that said the Hawks are something away from being what? And I don't even know what he said they were away from being. It's like, well, yeah, but every team in the NBA is one guy away from being that.
Who's that guy?
You just have to, there's like six of them.
Yeah.
You know?
There's
not very many guys in the NBA that actually are that.
There are like five or six guys that you put them on any team and they're a championship contender.
Yeah. Look at what happened to the Lakers. They got Luka and now they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
How they were in the finals last year with him. And then I guess everybody got mad at him because he smokes hookah or something.
I mean, yeah.
And then now he's there, and what do you know? they're great.
Yeah. Like, but the thing about it is
that he's one of those guys.
So he's one of those guys who is going to command that top dollar.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And even they didn't give it to him.
They didn't give. That's what I'm saying. So that's
but
why.
That's because they're idiots. Yeah, like, using what they did as an example of anything other than what not to do is.
But if you're not one of those six guys, and you just have a great year and you make an all NBA team, you're eligible for that.
Oh yeah, and you, I think I'm one of those guys.
Yeah,
I view myself that way.
So
I think I should get $345 million.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. If I've already given you a max, and that max is not that for the first time max is not generated. Nothing.
Yeah.
Why the hell am I going to get another one?
If I'm giving you a max, you got to give me a max, which is a championship.
Yeah.
And we haven't done that yet.
Why am I going to get another one?
I know. But that's my big question is, how do you go from this middle, where they are, and they have been, to there? Something interesting's got to give. You got to do something.
I mean.
And I know you can't right now because it's the middle of the season. Trade deadline's over. Like, I know. I'm not fixing problems today. I'm just identifying them with no solution. Like a real sports radio host. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey drives, floater in the lane, short. Rebound taken by the Bucks. Trey Young just missed another easy one. Oh, my goodness. 37 seconds to go. Trey now 9 for 22. Now Lillard drives. He puts it up and in. Oh, a terrible miss by Trey. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was pretty much it. That's kind of how it went at the end. Trey had some looks. They didn't go in. Dame made some plays, and that was the game. Rinse and repeat. Kind of what happened against Orlando, kind of what happened against Detroit, kind of what happened against New York. Kind of, you know what I mean?
It's amazing.
And I'm not trying to pin this on Trey because Trey's been fantastic, and he's been very good in crunch
time.
Yeah,
but he missed some point blanks.
He missed some shots he normally makes.
He'll tell you that. Just what a damn day. Like, just the ups and downs of sports. When you play a sound yesterday of just Steve Holman's just so happy.
That's why we played it so many times yesterday.
And then this one. Let's not listen to that one again.
I don't know how many more.
Let's not play that one again.
The one where Dyson rips Bane and finds LeVert. I was like, let's play this 100 times because this might be the last good highlight of the year.
And then to hear Steve like that, I mean, I hate, but still. Yeah, I mean, even Trey tell you that. He missed some shots that he usually hits.
Yep.
They just weren't falling for him and everything like that. And when you have a player like a Dame Lillard who is one of the best in the business, he got to his spot, got in the paint, and did a little nice reverse layup.
A little reverse backhanded.
Nice reverse layup.
Nasty.
And that was all she wrote. That was game time.
That's it.
It was game time. Game time, Dame time. But it was an interesting game. They fought. We talked about the defensive play on Giannis. I mean, because Giannis usually pokes that thing.
Yeah.
Giannis usually puts
– Nice play by Mo Gay.
Puts like
– Nice game by Mo Gay last night, actually.
And everybody in the rim.
In a body bag.
Yeah, he usually does that.
He does,
and that's what it looked like. But, damn, what a hell of a block by him. And for, like I said, we talked earlier in the first segment, Trey gets, holds his head up, throws it over to LeVert in the corner, and you knew it was draws when he left his hand. His
confidence.
But it was like, draws. He's playing well.
No,
so,
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
But he's always like that. Like, Caris LeVert is – so sure that Caris LeVert is Caris LeVert.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and you love, he's perfect. He's a perfect sixth man because he's like that. Come in, get your buckets. It is what it is. Don't ask him to guard anybody. Don't ask him to do anything else because that's, you know, whatever. That's his game. And he's been good at that when he's been asked to do that in his career. He's on a little heater right now. It's nice. Won the game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Made some shots last night.
Made a big shot. Tied the game up last night. Tied the game up late last night.
When they got him, you know, even though he's on an expiring contract, I was like, on a given night, offensively, he's giving you exactly what DeAndre Hunter was giving you.
Yeah.
Like, he can do that. He can, like, now DeAndre probably give you a little bit more defensively, and maybe the expectation was a little higher given the history and all that, but, like, in terms of like-for-like in the trade, George Niang's better than Bogey this year.
Dude hits...
I mean, mate, I don't know. Bogey's all right.
Yeah.
But, like, this year he's definitely better than
I got
him.
A question for you.
Where the hell is
Vic Krejci? I saw it yesterday. He did get hurt. Okay, because I was like.
He got fouled pretty rough about a month ago.
Oh, from when he slipped off the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I saw he got sent to the Skyhawks. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was like, damn, I forgot he was still on the roster. But I didn't know.
It's too bad because he was having a pretty good year.
I didn't know he didn't recover from that when he slipped off the rim. That's Orlando, wasn't it?
I think so. It was back-to-back plays.
Yeah.
It was the play that ended Larry Nance's year.
Yeah.
Right?
And then he slipped off the rim. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I can remember that. But, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad with this team. Obviously, you know, you're where you are is talking about the ninth seed in the East. I don't see them moving up. I damn sure don't see them moving back because of how bad Chicago and everybody is after them.
That's where they'll be.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you just got to stay afloat. You know, don't get on no losing streak right now. I mean, obviously, you had a chance to win last night. You got the Pacers coming up tomorrow. We will be in the house tomorrow, 99 game night. So make sure you guys come out and holler at us. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to expect. Because you run out of words to say, really. Because
every game's the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Win them, you lose them.
Yeah. No, there isn't. That's kind of where my mind went as far as, all right, how do you break this cycle, this offseason? Swing for the fences. What does that mean? I don't know. Zion scored 37 last night.
They suck. He was like, we're talking about.
What do they want for him?
Like, for, I mean, the dude to have that many leg injuries, this dude is explosive as hell, man.
Yes.
I mean, he dunked on old boy and looked effortless. But
KD's
powerful.
Mad in Phoenix.
Like, go get him.
Yeah.
Go get him. I mean, there's no reason why he wouldn't like playing here.
Why not?
I don't understand it. Atlanta's better than Phoenix.
Definitely.
Yeah, Atlanta's better than Phoenix.
Way better.
Yeah, well, I mean, but these are the type of players.
Most places are better than Phoenix.
But this is the place, but those are the players, when I'm talking about you got to go get them, you got to go get them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Yes, exactly. Same page. We got plenty of time.
I believe that Tony Wrestler would spin for that guy. I know he's 37, whatever, but still, he's one of them dudes.
I'd like to see it. I would love to see it. That'd be awesome. All right, here's LeBron. Now, here's another thing. Let's hear the highlight, and then I just have a question about this, and you can tell me what your thought process was on this as well.
LeBron, open three. Got it! 22 seasons, 40 years of age. LeBron James, 50,002 points.
Crowd is still buzzing after LeBron made a routine three-pointer to go over the 50,000 mark.
Incredible. Incredible to get to 50,000 points in his career, regular season, playoffs combined. When did we start combining stuff?
I don't know. I'm assuming they've always done it.
I don't ever remember it.
Yeah, because nobody's ever gotten this close.
Well, no one's ever gotten to 50,000.
Exactly.
But like,
so I'm assuming because of the number.
Okay.
Because of the number.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Because it's a nice big round number and it's the most. He's got the most in both, I would guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the most playoff points.
Probably.
I don't know if he does or not. I know he has the most regular season points. It was like yesterday, Ashley was like, hey, we did a story on LeBron scoring 50,000 points on the show.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 points? He's like 42,000 points.
Right.
What do you mean 50,000 points?
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, it's combined.
Yeah.
I just don't remember combining regular season and playoff stats before.
Oh,
I'm not trying. Look, it's incredible. I'm not trying to be a hater.
I just don't remember anyone doing it ever before. I just think it's like because it was 50. Okay. I think it's because it was 50, and he was closing in on 50, and they went ahead and said that. That's the only thing I can. Suggesting that in that point, but yeah, I mean, he's outstanding. He was outstanding again.
But don't remember that either, right?
I don't really pay attention to those kind of stats and everything like that. Man, could he ball? But I think the biggest thing is, and this dude just won Player of the Month, right? They said his first one was in 2004, so his first Player of the Month was in 2004, and he just won one in 2025.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, that's the story. Really, is like. You know, he's going to keep doing stuff like this.
Yes. Luka's
response last night was like, he might get to 70. Who knows? Like, the longevity is insane. His numbers, I saw they posted a side-by-side of, like, the peak in Miami when he was, you know, when he figured basketball out and he was the greatest single human in the sport. They're the same now.
Yeah.
They're the exact same.
It's crazy.
It's 13 years ago. They're the exact same. Like, I don't know what is the biggest story. Like the fact that somehow that hasn't fallen off in that time. Is there like a sports science aspect to it as well? Like how is this even possible at 40?
This dude is
to be doing this.
And now, like, now that Luka's running the offense, he started to play defense again.
They're the number one defense in the NBA since Luka got there.
Yeah,
Luka's not a good defender.
But LeBron started playing defense again.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to conserve. He doesn't have to use all his energy up. Dictating the offense, running the offense, and everything like that, carrying everything. But yes, it's an unbelievable feat, man. And you know, I know you got asked this question around the first time, one of the first games after Luka had played and everything, and he's talking about will this extend your runway? Basically, will you play longer now because Luka's here? I mean, usually when people retire, I just saw a couple people retire when you're at the top of your game, like he still is. Like you walk away from that?
I don't know how you could.
I don't know how you could.
Because I don't know, I'm trying to be like, what's the right word? I'm not trying to like jump the shark on it or get over my skis on what they're doing. But every time I watch it, it looks more believable. It's like, wait, they might be like a championship team this year. Like it just seemed like no way. Like they're not. Are those two guys really going to gel that quick? And how's it going to work defensively, and what's it going to look like here? Like, every time you watch it, it's like, oh, yeah, no, maybe. Like, they might be able to do it
like
right now.
Luka went – he,
which is just – it's crazy.
Luka went through the West Coast, the Western Conference last year, right?
Yeah. Thunder couldn't beat Luka last year.
With Kyrie as his second-best player.
Now he's got LeBron.
This dude got LeBron.
I know.
Like it's different.
It is.
It's different.
It is.
It's different. And he
Luka is
filling himself.
Well, that's what it is. It's like because Luka hadn't played, and obviously, why did Dallas get rid of him? Nah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's filling him.
Yeah, he had 30 and 15 last night.
Filling himself right now.
Yeah, he had 30 and 15.
But yeah, I think just the difference with JJ and how his strategy. I mean, they still got killed in the paint last night by Zion.
Yeah,
but the 3-point shot wasn't. Now the Pelicans are horrible.
They are
an awful basketball team. But I'm just telling you, the measuring stick for this team, this newfound whatever you got, is Saturday. Because Saturday night, they got to go to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that nobody shoot threes more than Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, the kind of new strategy for them is to pack the paint and we'll live and die with you guys shooting these threes. That's going to be the interesting one.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's going to be interesting.
They got the Knicks Thursday. So they got the Knicks tomorrow, which would be kind of fun. And then at Boston on Saturday. And obviously, look, everybody's trying to give Boston their best shot right now, right? Because they're the king. And you saw what the Cavs were able to do over the weekend. Man, I don't know. I didn't expect the Lakers to really be like a, all right, LeBron's there, he's scoring points, whatever. Right. But like, they're a factor now.
The Cavs
crazy.
Have 3 11-game win streaks this year.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
They're very good. They're a good basketball team. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at padlybuys.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get into some of the news from around the league. Saquon Barkley with a nice new contract.
Good for him.
Or extension, I suppose.
Good for him.
I like what, I know, people are trying to do the thing that we've talked quite a bit about this week and in general is like apply one example to the whole. And it's like, is he changing the narrative for running backs? I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope so. I don't, maybe. So. I think. I hope so. He's trying.
He's trying.
He's doing his best to do it. I don't know if you can do it like that quickly, but I hope so.
I hope so. And I think you'll learn a lot more this offseason. I think. I'm not 100% sure because they don't have to. That Baltimore gives Derrick Henry an extension.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Cook is up for an extension. Talking about James Cook up there in Buffalo, he's up for an extension. So, yeah, we'll just see where that
because goes. Over the last handful of years when guys have been up for extensions, teams just
didn't give them.
Cut them.
Yeah.
They just move on.
Yep.
Like, I will draft. And again, like, it's a great running back class, you know?
It's a really good class.
Like, there's going to be.
It is a really, really good class.
There's a lot of starters in the first three rounds of this NFL draft. So, I hope it is, because what's happened to the running back position just in terms of value and all of that is silly, because the position is still so important. I understand like guys get hurt and all that, but I hope what he's doing is revolutionary.
Yeah, it's a really good, really, really good class.
He's better than most, though.
Yeah, he is. He's a different type of player.
Yeah, he's a different type of player.
And, I mean, I was at the offensive line, and we're talking about what Chicago's doing on their offensive line, which I freaking love. But I want to go back to your NBA story, because I heard this thing, this scenario of, like, who people want to see in the playoffs. Now, we know what the NBA would love to see, Lakers versus Celtics.
Sure.
They would love to see that. But could you imagine the Cavaliers? LeBron versus Cleveland for a damn title. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Then they'd be like, what would be the best? But the best be maybe OKC and Cleveland?
As far as like the best series?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that they beat them over the weekend. I know they did. I just still.
I'm with you.
I
pick Boston over the field.
Believe the Celtics.
I pick Boston over the field.
I believe the Celtics are the favorite. At least they're my favorite to win the championship at this point. So I think OKC Boston would be the best series. But like, I don't know, man. I'm getting closer to wondering if.
I'll just tell you, like the NBA would love. Boston Lakers.
They would love Boston Lakers.
Yes.
They would love it.
They would love that.
And it would be good. It would be a good series. Like, that would be fun.
Yeah, but I just thought about
it. I hadn't thought about a dream finals scenario. I started daydreaming about Western Conference, Eastern Conference, because, again, who knows? Million different things can happen. Injuries, sports are played by humans, so we understand. But, like, seems like Boston and Cleveland are headed for the Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be. Incredible.
But
like,
the thing about
it feels like that's just going to be an incredible series.
But the damn Bucks got that guy.
They do.
They got a monster.
They do.
Who's motivated, who's then he got a damn sniper with him. And dog, I'm telling you what last night I was watching the game. Kyle Kuzma got better to me. Like, who's seen Kyle Kuzma since he played for the Lakers? I ain't seen Kyle since he played for the damn Lakers.
Oh,
I didn't see them play in Washington.
I would see him play four times a year when he played the Hawks.
I'd like him.
But he'd balled when he played
the Hawks. That's
what I'm
saying. I'd like Kyle Kuzma with them.
His role there makes sense.
Yeah, I like Kyle Kuzma man. I really, really like that, you know, because he's not having to be one or two.
Totally.
Being the third guy there, I like that role for
him.
Shoot
it when you get a bucket if you're in with the second unit.
I like that role for him, man. But, yeah, I mean, when you go back, Cleveland, Boston, that just seems where it is.
Because what happened over the weekend was incredible.
I'm not going to count out Milwaukee.
Celtics are out to a 25-2 lead in the first quarter. Tatum's yelling at everybody in the building, which he doesn't do, by the way.
Why does he seem like he's like you putting on? Be you.
I don't know. Or maybe he hates those guys.
Or maybe he's like, all right, damn it, leave me alone. I'm from East St. Louis.
Yeah, maybe it's in there. You know, it just doesn't come out very often.
Yeah, I'm from East St. Louis.
Or maybe, like, people, you know, maybe he doesn't like the kind of, like, personality comparisons. And he's like, I'm not like that.
They compare him to Tim?
Well, yeah, it's like, I don't know. Who's he like? Like, what kind of champion is he like? It's like, he's not like Tim. Tim is one of one. He's the quietest superstar that's ever been. That's why nobody ever talks about him. Like, it is interesting how personality and just, like, you know, the way that you behave impacts the way that people view you and cover you, like in terms of the narrative of it. Like, I think LeBron is probably the best example of it because he's, you know, he's kind of, I don't want to say pass first because he just scored 50,000 points, but he can be at times.
Right.
He's like a really good teammate and kind of a normal guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we celebrate, especially in basketball historically, is like, well, we want our guys to be psychopaths.
Yeah,
want them to be murderers.
You want your favorite player to punch his teammates in practice, or get mad and not shoot and cost us a damn series. That's what you want. All
right,
cool.
Right. Like
cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
You want behavior from superstars to be the stuff that you absolutely wouldn't want in your friends.
Yes.
But then like LeBron seems like he might be a good friend too.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like he put all his guys on. They got everything going, you know. One of his buddies is the biggest agent now. Like,
yes.
Everybody's thriving. And, like, it's almost like it's held against him for being – he's not a normal person.
Yes.
LeBron James is not a normal person. So
right.
don't get that – I'm not saying it. But, like, he seems like a relatively normal guy.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's held against him a little bit.
It is.
If he was more of a psychopath, he would be talked about totally differently.
That's the thing about Jason Tatum. He's not a killer. Have you watched this dude play?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He was a champion last year, and he was great in the finals.
I understand. Like, I think that this is just Randy's opinion. Jalen Brown's great.
He's very good. Yeah, he's a great player.
And he had a great playoff run, better than Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's better than Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum's one of the top best four or five players in the entire NBA.
I wanted to ask you this, because I agree with that, too. Because last year, we were talking about Tatum in the lead-up to the finals, and, like, I couldn't quite go top five, but like top seven's not a criticism.
It's not.
That's just because there was a couple guys that I thought maybe were a little bit better than him.
Right.
I don't think that anymore.
No.
I think he's surpassed a couple of guys this year to be, I think right now as it stands in the NBA, Jason Tatum's probably top four.
I think so too.
Who do you think has taken the biggest jump in terms of the way you view them as a star? And I'm not talking about like some guy who didn't play and now he's getting buckets on whatever. I'm talking about like genuine like faces of franchise stars from where you kind of thought they were. And it doesn't have to be year over year. It could be over the last couple of years. Because there's one guy for me, and it's not Tatum. Because Tatum's, you know, he's grown, obviously, champion and all that. And I think he's taken a jump from being inside the top 10 to being inside the top five. And I think his defense has a lot to do with that, by the way. But who's the guy for you that's taken the biggest leap?
Damn, biggest leap?
Yeah.
I mean, SGA seems like the obvious for me.
It's a great answer.
It seems like the obvious.
It's a great answer.
But he was in the MVP race last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're going to say somebody that I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't know if I am. I'm going to say somebody. I don't know if you're going to agree or not. But I just didn't. I knew Donovan Mitchell was good.
I was going to say Donovan.
I knew he was good. But I remember when stuff was kind of falling apart and it seemed like he wanted out of there.
Yeah, because him and Garland weren't seeing eye to eye.
And then there was some conversation about, well, he played for Quinn Snyder. And I was like, I remember being like, I don't know, man. He's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But is he the best player on a team that makes the finals? Yeah, probably.
This dude is awesome.
Seems like it.
This dude's awesome.
Like he's taken his game to a totally different place. And if you didn't watch the game against the Celtics over the weekend,
he went bonkers. Yes.
Like he did stuff that, you know, like top 10 player, give me the ball in crunch time in the playoffs.
Because he's that guy. Because what can he do? What do you need your top player to be able to create his own damn shot?
Exactly.
And that's what he does.
Defend me however you want.
Yes.
I'm getting buckets
against you. And he has been outstanding and everything like that. But I think, you know, when I look at.
I just didn't know he was like that. Like 2 years ago, I didn't know. I thought he was awesome.
Right.
But I thought it was like, you know, empty Utah stuff.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
right.
Again, I'm not. I always thought he was really good, but like, you know, you reserve great and like those guys for like five guys in the league at a time.
Right.
He feels like one of them.
He's a bucket getter and he's on a right team around him because they got great defense because he ain't the best defender in the world.
Neither is Darius Garland.
But
that might bite him in the ass.
But you got those dudes back there to help out, Mobley and Fro dude.
Oh yeah, Jared Allen.
Jared Allen. I mean, you got protection back there, you know, but... Yeah, well, I mean, when we talked about earlier, certain players that you drop into a team and it's automatically going to elevate. Now, you got to have stuff around him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's not one single player. Because as great as SGA is, they're built the right way around him. He has great guys that play defense. I saw a stat. They lead the whole league in damn near every defensive stat.
Yep.
That's how elite of a defensive team that they are. And then you got this guy who's going to probably make an all-NBA defensive team also. And so that's how great SGA is on both sides of the floor. But, you know, we talked about it all the time. You know, the key to winning in this league is great perimeter play, the way the game is now. And preferably you want your best player to be able to do both of them, offense and defense. And Boston has more of those guys than anybody else. That's how I look at it from that thing. They have more than anybody else. Now, Chet's a big-ass perimeter player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I still don't know what Chet is.
You know, like, when you're playing Boston, like, you can
– in big games.
Like, you don't have to, in my opinion, change your lineup for OKC because Chet plays on the block.
Well, honestly, you might – and this is what that killed him last year. You can take advantage of him.
Yes.
Like, the Mavericks – the reason the Mavericks beat him last year is because Chet couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they had to go get Hartenstein. Like, that was the whole point of him was, well, Chet's just, you know – He's little.
Yeah.
I mean, he's big, but he's little.
He's big,
you know?
But he's little.
Yeah. So we got, and then he's been hurt all year too. So yeah. No, I mean, I think that is why Boston's the best team, is because they have the best wing play.
Yep.
They have the best wing play. They got good guards too. Let's not,
good,
you know.
They got good.
Derek White.
They got good gritty. Also, they're gritty as hell.
The thing too
they're
about like,
as hell.
There's guys on their team that like Drew Holiday for 82 games. He's a nice guy to have. A nice player.
Plays different.
When the playoffs start, him and Jamal Murray are like the two guys. Like when the playoffs start, it's like, okay, well, they just added a star to their roster. Because in the playoffs, those guys just turn into different animals. Like, and I don't know how you do that or what that is.
Al too, man.
Track record, whatever. Dude, Al's been good.
Al Horford too.
All year. So,
like, he's going to play another year.
He's 100 years old.
He's going to play another year. Why not? Why? I mean, if you're Al Horford, why wouldn't you play? You
keep playing. The role's perfect for him.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why when we go back to Lakers, like, being the number one rated team, it's because I saw Jackson Hayes. You know how I clown Jackson Hayes. His old crying into the phone ass because he didn't make the Rising Star game.
Yeah. No, we've been making fun of Jackson Hayes since that.
He's playing good.
He's playing really good.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Like, by some metrics, he's the best defensive center in the NBA.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Like, I don't know what those metrics are. I just heard somebody say that.
But their biggest, and their, I don't think Rui's playing, and I don't think Austin's playing either.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get those guys back. Vanderbilt, he's a hell of a defender.
Yeah.
He might hit a shot every now and then.
Don't need him to. Yeah.
You know, he does something perfect with Luka. He gets to the basket. Saw a couple lobs last night from Luka to him. So I'm not going to sit up here and say, I think the Lakers are going to contend. I just don't know if they can't.
You're right.
I don't know if they can't.
Exactly. That's why I'm not trying to sprint to the front of the line and be like, Lakers are going to championship.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm closer to saying I could see the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals today than I was a week ago. Like, when they made the trade for Luka, I was like, all right, this is a slow burn that's going to hurt Mavericks fans for a decade.
Yeah.
If the Mavericks are going to win this thing in the short term, maybe they can, because Kyrie and AD are both really good right now. Well, obviously, that's gone terribly wrong.
Yes.
Like, that couldn't have possibly gone worse. So not only will they lose it in the long term, they're also going to lose it in the short term. If you would have asked me, and we probably talked about this, like, the day after the trade or the Monday after, is like, I think the Mavericks have a better chance of making a longer run in the playoffs this year than the Lakers did.
A lot of people did.
Obviously, again, that has changed dramatically. The Mavericks probably aren't even going to be in the play-in now.
No, they're
like,
done.
They're in the 10th seed now.
They're done. AD might let AD sit for the rest of the year. Lively, all of them. Yeah. Just let them sit out and let them get a hold of everything. Because it's going to be a while before Kyrie comes back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a year.
Yeah, he's going to be out a while. Now, his biggest thing is he has this player option for like $43 million. Because they were, you know, people, I saw Sham said that, you know, like, people were thinking that he was going to get the max this summer.
Had he stayed healthy and they made a little run, he was going to opt out.
He was going to opt out and get a ton of money.
But now you probably opt in.
Yeah, you would think so, right? Opt into it and everything. They love him down there, from what we tell. But, you know, they got issues down there. We talked about the awareness of their front office and organization as far as you're putting these people through this and they ain't even recovered yet. Then you're going to tell them that their ticket prices are going up. You know, which is crap.
Poorly run organization.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, thinking about Nico, was Jalen Brunson on Nico's watch?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right. Well, I mean,
there's always shoes.
There is.
There's always shoes.
Yeah. Like, he has a rep. That's why all the guys love him in the league, because he's Nike.
Yeah.
He's in the
Steph. But
he's worked with all these guys
all the
for
other
a long
guys.
Time. But, yeah, he's Nike guy and all that. You know, and I'm sure they ain't gonna know where. You saw Cat didn't play last night. Draymond came to the Garden. All of a sudden, he was.
You know what it was?
Ow.
It was personal reasons. He wasn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Personal reasons.
Oh, okay.
Cat sat out last night.
I know he sat out. I thought he was hurt.
Didn't hurt.
Oh, it's personal reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Personally didn't want to get put in another headlock by Draymond.
Yeah, Draymond. Oh, yeah. Draymond was in town. Draymond was in the Garden. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that man missed that game for personal reasons.
Yeah, I'm good. Where do you think they stand? Because, I mean, Jimmy, but they're, what, 9-1 now with Jimmy or something like that? I think they're going to make it. Because if they get to the 6, which they probably will, because the Grizzly, they're struggling right now. Houston is struggling right now.
They're in the 6 right now.
And so I'm thinking more or less stay there because Houston's struggling. The Grizzlies are struggling. Hell, they might get to 5.
They could.
Yeah, and so you look at the old heads and things like that. Steph Curry in the playoffs? Playoff Jimmy? Watch out.
Yeah, that was just sort of my daydreaming was earlier today was I hadn't gotten to the finals yet because I don't know, but like the idea of a Celtics-Cavs Eastern Conference Finals is incredible. The idea of a Thunder-Lakers Western Conference Final is incredible. The idea of a Thunder, I mean, Nuggets still fun, but like Thunder Nuggets, I don't know if it does it for a lot of people, but Thunder Lakers does.
Yep.
Warriors Thunder, Lakers Warriors, whatever. Like all that stuff is so spicy.
If all this stuff we've been talking and it end up in the Western Conference, the Lakers and the Warriors.
Yeah, then we just all, you know, then time doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
Like, because I was mad at those guys for being on the Olympic team.
Were you?
No, I was like, let the young guys play.
Oh, no.
Get out of the way.
I wanted to see them play.
I was like, because we don't need you.
Especially, I
didn't realize how bad they needed them.
I would have been okay if Bron, but when Steph was going to play, I was like, oh,
I get Steph because he had never done it.
They all got to play.
I had never done it. But I was like, get out of the way, Grandpa.
Damn.
I was wrong. I was wrong about that.
Yeah, because if they don't play,
then they don't have a gold medal
at all.
They lose
at all.
They might have won bronze if the old guys didn't play.
Ooh.
Yeah, now here we are. These guys might be meeting up in the playoffs again. I don't know. What is it? What are they eating? What are we doing?
Or what aren't those guys doing?
What are, like, you know what I'm saying? How are these guys still doing this?
Yeah, what aren't y'all doing? Whippersnappers?
Yeah, Fountain of Youth? What's going on? All right. That hour, the first one, was brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast, PADLYBuys.com. We'll come back and get into an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.